What this telescope does is it projects the images beyond the diseased part of the retina affected by the macular degeneration and essentially recruits what healthy retina is left to be able to view these images. So it's a 2.7x magnifying telescope that's implanted inside the eye. So think of it as a magnification aid that magnifies by 2.7 times normal size.
Now, is this simple optics, or does it involve any electronics? Or?
No, it's simple optics. It is essentially an astronomical telescope implanted in a very small cylinder that's implanted inside of the eye. And it doesn't require any wiring or electricity. It's a standard optics, and so therefore the telescope, once the image projects through the cylinder, it's like projecting a projector onto a screen, how the image is enlarged onto the screen. This image is therefore enlarged onto the retina, and it extends beyond the diseased part that can't discriminate fine images, and it uses the part of the retina that's healthy. Now, standard implant surgery for cataract surgery doesn't allow you to project those images out there.
Before the operation, I had a vision of 20 over 400, and that's legally blind.
Henry Pusey is 85.
And this last time, it's 20 over 125, which means it's gradually getting better.
It sounds like such a simple and elegant solution. Why hasn't it been done before now?
I'll tell you, these are very expensive. Each implant costs $15,000. And so it had to go through the FDA approval process. So the approval process took 10 years.
So let's be real clear on who is eligible and how far the FDA is willing to go with this new procedure.
Right now?
Yes.
Patients 75 years and older, and they have to have at least 2,400, their vision has to deteriorate to at least 2,400 to qualify for the new technology.
And Medicare will cover this?
Medicare will cover this.
So let's talk about the numbers then. You have done just one.
Yes. In fact, there's only been, it's just recently approved in the past year, and I think on the whole East Coast, there's less than 20 of them that have been implanted.
But based on your experience with this just one, how can you be so sure that this is a go?
Well, that's true. My experience is now anecdotal with one patient who seems happy and sees an improvement from his preoperative vision status. So we know it works. If there's enough healthy retina beyond the diseased area of macular degeneration to recruit images with this telescope. So we know the technology works if it can get out to the healthy part of the retina.
I'll give you a very good example. My TV set, the last week or so, I've been putting a patch over the other eye and watching television with just the telescope eye. And the picture that I see are a little fuzzy, because I don't have the prescription glasses yet, but I have hopes it'll be a little better. But even without the prescription glasses, I can now see larger and more clear images of the people talking or even the commercials. And now I can read the letters under the commercials I couldn't read before. Up close features of the newsman or whoever's talking at the time, that kind of thing. It's really a great improvement over the other.
Henry is writing an autobiography, aided now with his new sight, and Dr. William Benson at VCU Medical Center is ready for more patients. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.